Good morning. Where is everybody? Where are they? They kind of trickle in slowly. Just that's kind of what they do. So, good morning. My name is Tracy Spring, and I want to welcome you. We have guests here, Sharon and Jack Hastings from the Gideons. They're going to be sharing a message later on in the service. And so, again, what a beautiful day. We are thankful for God's blessings upon us and everything. Let me start out with a prayer. Dear God, we want to thank you for who you are. We thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you. You are the potter and we are the clay. You provide the Holy Spirit. You provide salvation. You give us so many second chances to God, and we are thankful for all of those things. We pray for the service today. We pray for Pastor Kenny and Mindy while they're traveling. We pray for the worship team. We pray for the prayers that are shared. We also pray for the message, and we know we'll give you all the blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. And with that, in front of your seats, there are prayer cards in case there's something you want to fill out and put on there. And then at the end of announcements, we will have you turn those in. So I think Bonnie, did I miss anything? Okay, Bonnie, let's have you come for announcements. Am I missing? Okay. We have to be flexible. Okay.
Well, good morning. Why don't you stand with us and we will celebrate this Sunday together. Lifting Jesus high. Bunch of old choruses, so do your best to follow along. We're gonna have fun with it.
Thank you.
You started out clapping, then you stopped, but that's okay. I forgive you.
I was figuring out what was going on.
Yeah, yeah. Whew, that was tiring. B plus, thank you. Okay, well, you may be seated, and Bonnie has some announcements for us.
Good morning, church. Just a few things to remind you about today. Tomorrow is Monday, and it is our Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative, 2 p.m. here at the church. We need help. Please, please, we have a lot of people that normally help on that day that are not able to be here. So if you could help, that would be great. Please see Lorene, and she will tell you where you're needed. Next Sunday, we will have the apologetics class. That's every Sunday at 8:45 a.m. Pastor's just going through teaching us. And if you have questions, he would love for you to share them with him so that he can answer them if possible. See what God says in his word about them. June 4th, that is a Tuesday. Pastor Kenny will begin leading the prayer night that night with some specific topics. That's at 6:30 p.m. here at the church. We are learning and experiencing God, that God speaks through his church, and each one of us is vital for us to get the whole picture for what he's intending to do through us here in this place. So please put that date on your calendar to be here to help us figure out where God wants us to be and what he wants us to be doing. And June 8th, that is our next ladies' breakfast. That's 9 a.m. here at the church. Brock, did I forget anything? Other than, I know I got to check in, but. Ooh, a community yard sale. Sweet. So June 6th through the 8th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., community yard sale. We can do it here in the church parking lot. That would be fun. Yard sales are so boring if you have to sit there all by yourself. So if we are all here, we can, you know, have fun while we do a yard sale.
If you don't sell all your junk, we can take it to Pastor's house.
Ooh. All right, I want this noted. Brock said, if we don't sell all our junk, we can drop it off at Pastor's house. Oh, no, Bonnie didn't say Brock said. Yes, well, Bonnie said what Brock said. Pastor's not here to say anything about it. Yes, that's what he gets for going on vacation. All right, so we also need to check in this morning. So if you would please text the word check, C-H-E-C-K, to 517-522-4062. And check yourself into the attendance group, your children into their classes. And just another plug, if you have the app, it's so easy to check in. You just hit the button and you're all done. Well, you still probably have to do some more, but I mean, you don't have to type the word text and or check. And so if you're a guest here, do we have any guests? You can check in also. And if you have any trouble with it, like, please let me or Brock know. We will try and fix it. I need some helpers. Do I have any helpers? I see Bailey and Leia. All right. If you would pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely little assistants will pick them up.
Before prayer, one more thing we want to do is Kenny recorded a video before he went on vacation that we wanted you to kind of have a heads up about what those Tuesday evening prayer sessions are going to be about. And to Bonnie's point, like right on point, what is God saying to this body of believers? And so what better way to come together in prayer to be praying over those specific things? So Brock, go ahead. Thank you.
Hello. I want to invite you out to join us in prayer on Tuesday nights at 6:30, starting June 4th. Again, June 4th, Tuesday nights, 6:30, all through the summer and possibly into the fall. I want to explain to you why we're having these prayer services, what they're for. So let's start with where we're at right now. We are looking at, emphasizing that, looking at the possibility of putting in a sound room in the first part of the nursery so that we can cut a hole in the back of the sanctuary so that our audiovisual equipment can all be in one spot, and that can be also where Brock at this time could sit and watch over everything, hear everything, and adjust things that need to be made. We have received a new soundboard that we can use back there, and that would put everything that's in the storage room behind me, what's behind the drum set, and what's in my office, all in one location instead of having it scattered all over the building, which makes it more conducive for having the services. That's the first step that we're looking at. We've prayed, we've fasted as the governance board. Together we've done these things in where God is leading us. We looked at having two services. I was under the impression when I was brought here that we would be going to two services because we were growing. I did see growth, and I am seeing growth, but we're not growing to that extent yet. Our growth, if we get more kids in, which is what we're hoping for, we need classrooms and we need restrooms. So that would be the next step after the sound room in building those. We did look at building a sanctuary that is prohibitive with costs, and we prayed about it and didn't feel that God was leading us that way. God can supply anything that's needed. We understand that. But the cost of the building alone, just the building, is a million plus. So that's where we're at with that. So we're asking you to come out and pray with us. We're going to pray for spiritual, numerical, and financial growth. We're going to pray for unity, for strength for us as a church, for God's guidance in what He would have us to be doing, what our next step should be. So we're going to pray for that throughout the summer, and we're going to look at the things God's leading us to do and making sure through prayer, through fasting, through seeking God, that this is what we're to be doing as a church. We will not be praying for individual prayer requests. Emergencies happen, yes, those things, yes. But we're going to pray for our congregation, for our community, and for our country on these Tuesday night prayer services. I will tell you that this is not my first time trying to do this. I'm hoping I'm not repeating myself. But we need to understand that we're not meeting budget yet, and that we're not meeting our spending. We are not in any kind of financial problems. Don't worry about that. There's money set aside for building, but we want to be able to know that this is where God's leading us, that we're financially able to do it, and that God's going to provide for us doing it. So, I encourage you to come out and pray Tuesday nights, 6:30, as we seek God's will in what our next step should be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Were there any prayer cards? Did we already collect those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I only have two up here. Okay. I didn't hear this. Oh, yeah, absolutely. What do you have?
Actually, I have three. Connor's provided a wonderful used vehicle from a friend's mom. It's got a lot of things and dents, but it is just really sound. And so that's a blessing we've been praying for as two of our vehicles are on their last leg.
I'm having a ton of stomach pain. And after about 8 hours of not sleeping Friday night, I finally woke Steve up. I said, you got to take me to the ER. They ran a sling test. Couldn't find anything wrong, which is great, because the men had enough to do surgery or, you know, stay. But at the same time, it didn't really give any answers. And my stomach just hurts all the time. And then when I eat, it hurts even more. So, and I love to eat, so it's no fun. So just prayers for healing. I've been trying to rationalize and go through and figure out. I think I figured out what's going on, but just please prayers for healing. And then we leave on Saturday. We'll be actually gone for 3 Sundays, so we'll miss you guys. But we are going to go out west, which is kind of a dream of mine to go out and just see a ton of stuff out west. And we're actually going to get to see Cindy Van Teen and stay with her for a couple days. And so prayers for safety and praises that I'm not in the hospital and we do get to still go on our trip, but prayers for healing and for safety. And thank you.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else, Tammy?
This week I actually I am doing Experiencing God, reading my Bible, and God actually just amazed me Friday as I was sitting reading through Experiencing God. I had a mom who I took in, and I took in two teenagers to foster them, and it was kind of a nightmare. And I ended up having to relinquish them. And I have not spoken to any of them in like 4 years. Mm-hmm. At one point, my one brother and I was thinking of going to court records because I really didn't know if my mom was still living or not. And I tried all phone numbers and all communication, and nobody would answer me or phones were turned off. Well, I get a phone call from somewhere I don't know, and lo and behold, it is my mother.
Mm. Wow.
So yeah. I was able, after a good 4 years or so, to get an update.
Wow.
And I reconnected with another family member through this that we talked for a while.
So wow, praise the Lord.
A peace of mind that they're all doing all right.
Mm. Yeah. That's great. Are there plans to talk again? Anything else, church? Jan?
I think we need to anoint Jessica.
I think so, too. Yep. So we could have a few elders.
Anybody that wants to join us? We do this in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, as we come before you today, it is no surprise to us that the enemy is working all around us, even while you're working. But the truth of the matter is, greater is he that is in us here than he that is in this world. And so as we come before you this day, we claim, Lord, that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We've seen it time and time again in this church. And outside this church, I just passed in a prayer request for Teresa, and she is doing fine, Lord. And we know it's all due to you. And so as we pray for Jessica to this day, Lord, we're asking for a miracle. We're asking for you to touch her, reveal to her if it's something that she's taking or something that she's eating that's irritating her. Lord, reveal it to her, because you said that you teach us all things, and we believe that. We believe it with all our heart. Lord, we pray a blessing over her today and ask, God, that you continue to heal her body. Lord, as you began long ago, So we thank you and praise you right now for what you're going to do in the future. Lord, and I know that all of us here will give you praise, will give you honor, will give you glory wherever we go. I pray for them as they go out west. Let it be a great family time. To provide protection for them as they travel. And we give you praise for that as well. It's in Jesus' name that we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I will put a button on the end of that prayer. If there was nothing else, let's go to prayer. Father, I thank you for this beautiful Lord's Day. Thank you that we come together and we are a family every Sunday, week after week. Thank you for the faithfulness of your people. Thank you even more for your own faithfulness. We lift up to you Tammy and her family members that have reconnected. We give you all the praise for that. We say hallelujah. And we just want to declare that there is more of that, more reconnection and more healing, and that you would just put in their hearts a longing to know each other once again and to experience that love and support that is in the family unit that you designed. I praise you that Jan's friend is doing much better and has gained a little weight. We give you the praise for that. Father, we lift up to you Lisa and her girls who are in Michigan right now. Lisa's very sick. I know that she was in the hospital overseas, and now she's here. Father, we lift her up as a body, like the friends lifting their friend down on the cot. We are placing her in front of you and crying out, You want her well and whole. You called them to the mission field to do a great work in the earth. And your word promises that you came to give life and life more abundantly. You are the good shepherd, and you laid down your life for Lisa. And we just thank you and praise you that you are with her. You have not failed her. We ask for your peace and your guidance, for the doctor's wisdom and a swift healing in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that she is discouraged. Lord, would you please bring her encouragement from some Barnabas that will hold her hand and lift her up. We just thank you for, again, for your faithfulness, God. 2,000 years ago on this day, you poured out your Holy Spirit, your promised Holy Spirit. You told them to wait. You would send a gift, and then you did. And you do wish for abundant life for all of us. We embrace that. We say yes and amen to that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, here's the prayer cards. Would you join us as we enter into worship together?
Bye.
In that cry, Lord. Thank you for meeting with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning. Excited for our stewardship minute here. Hopefully I can keep it really close to a minute. Talked about, well, stewardship, it's taking care of somebody else's stuff for their objective, right? And we talked about how it all belongs to God. And one of the examples, or one of the first steps we see in Malachi, I wrote it down here, Malachi 3, verse 10, God says, bring the tithe into the storehouse, right? And he says, test me or trust me on this. You know, I'll open up the blessings from heaven. So that's like the very first step in our stewardship journey. And some people say, well, the tithe, you know, that's kind of old-fashioned, right? That's Old Testament. And it's like, well, yeah, you're right. So let's look at what the New Testament has to say. And we can look in Luke. Hopefully I wrote that down too. Luke 3. Verses 10 and 11. This is actually John the Baptist. He's kind of admonishing folks, and they say, well, then what should we be doing? And he says, well, if you have an extra coat, give away your coat. If you got some food, give away your food. You should be sharing. So we should be looking for opportunities to bless other people. And then we talk, well, you should be doing that on a more consistent basis. And so you might ask, well, where does this end, or how far do we go? So I'm going to read out of Acts. Let's do Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45. And those who had believed were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. And a couple chapters later, chapter 4, let's see, hopefully I wrote that down too. Verse 32, and the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and one soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all the things were common property to them. So it just kind of clarifies that 10% is not God's, no, the tithe is not his, it's the whole thing. So everything we have, everything we do, and I'll just finish with 1 Peter. This is kind of along the same lines. 1 Peter, let's chapter 4, verse 10. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So, are we there? Are we using absolutely everything to glorify God, serve each other, serve God? I don't think I am. And I think that's okay. because God loves us right where we're at. And he's going to love us enough to move us in the right direction. So it's okay wherever you're at. Not tithing yet? Okay. Start. You're tithing. Just coming on Sunday, taking care of that. Look for opportunities. If you experience a few opportunities, look for more. We'll just keep moving and keep moving towards God. And with that, I think I'll ask my volunteers to come up for the offering. We'll let the children be dismissed for children's church. That's all. Oh, yeah, don't forget your crayons. Take your crayons with you. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you that we are blessed just in abundance. And wherever we're at, you love us right here. And we know we can trust you to provide. And we can trust you to open doors of opportunity to share with others. So as we bring our tithes, our gifts to you, just remind us that it's all yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Going to have a closing song, Thy Word is a Lamp Unto My Feet, and we can pass the plates during the song. A love offering for Jack and Sharon. Thank you for being with us today.
To my feet and a light unto
as we go forth from this place, I praise you that the greatest takeaway from today's message was that you will not allow your word to go forth into the earth and return to you void without accomplishing the purposes for which you sent it. Hallelujah. We trust what you are doing is good. We thank you for our guest today, and we just ask you would give us a beautiful week in the word. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.